You know, I've been thinking about this a lot, and I really believe Amazon has finally cracked a fundamental, often overlooked bottleneck in cloud computing: data transfer latency. It's honestly one of those things that's been quietly holding us back for years.
Absolutely. And it's a bit ironic, really. While the entire industry has been heavily prioritizing increases in CPU and GPU processing power, modern data centers are actually struggling to move massive, unpredictable bursts of data efficiently. The math just wasn't adding up.
Right. Traditional networking architectures were really designed for linear, predictable workloads. So when you throw modern AI at them, it just creates these massive, systemic traffic jams. It's so frustrating to watch all that potential bottleneck.
It's more than just frustrating, it's costly. That latency slows down response times, spikes energy consumption, and leaves incredibly expensive AI hardware sitting completely idle while it just waits for data to arrive.
That's exactly why Amazon's approach is so exciting. To truly dismantle this constraint, they engineered a custom, highly optimized networking layer built specifically for their cloud environment. It's not just a patch, it's a complete rethink.
Precisely. Instead of relying on standard off-the-shelf networking equipment, the company developed advanced switching algorithms and custom silicon. They've tightly integrated it all with their cloud software layer, which is where the real engineering discipline comes into play.
I love how that vertical integration completely eliminates those traditional hardware-to-software handoff delays. It operates like an incredibly smart, adaptive traffic management system, automatically rerouting data packets to prevent congestion before it even has a chance to form.
And that's where the real-world impact kicks in. This breakthrough delivers immediate, measurable benefits for both artificial intelligence and heavy enterprise cloud workloads. We're moving past theory into tangible performance gains.
Think about it. Training large language models and running complex simulations requires moving terabytes of data between GPU clusters in real time. When that flow is smooth, everything just clicks.
By resolving that data flow bottleneck, Amazon ensures that those high-cost compute resources operate at maximum utilization rather than sitting idle. From a financial and operational standpoint, that's a massive win.
For everyday businesses, this translates to faster processing times, significantly lower operational and energy costs, and the freedom to scale workloads without suddenly hitting those hidden performance ceilings. It's a genuine game changer for innovation.
It also makes cloud infrastructure far more viable for latency-critical applications. We're talking about autonomous systems, real-time healthcare analytics, and large-scale scientific research, fields where milliseconds literally matter.
Honestly, this architectural shift marks a foundational change in how data centers are designed and operated. It feels like we're watching the next chapter of cloud computing unfold in real time, and I'm so glad we're finally talking about it.
And Amazon's success really drives home a serious point. Vertical integration and purpose-built networking hardware are simply more effective than incremental upgrades or just throwing more raw compute at the problem.
It sets a brand new industry benchmark. It's a clear signal that networking infrastructure, not processing power, is the true limiting factor in modern cloud performance. I'm thrilled to see the industry finally listening.
You can be sure competitors and other hyperscalers will inevitably adopt similar custom networking strategies. This is going to accelerate a broader industry evolution toward more efficient, scalable, and cost-effective cloud ecosystems, properly tailored for the AI era.